And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. Just plain right. Making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, I do have a piece of breaking news. Story just came out moments ago, really, on 1819 News, I believe. Yeah. Democratic State Representative Fred Plump Jr. of Jefferson County is charged with siphoning money from a Jefferson County Public Works Fund and delivering kickbacks to assistants, and he will be resigning from the Alabama State House. So that's just happened, all right? So here's the thing. I'll go ahead and paraphrase it for you. The story explains what I know to be true, that in a lot of districts, there are funds that are put into what's known as a trust or a community development type fund, and legislators are allowed to help small groups like, you know, little league teams and, you know, the 501c3 that does the food bank and, you know, sometimes I used to aggravate the crap out of me. I used to always tell people, these are your tax dollars at work, and the legislator cannot have direct impact on it or is not supposed to. They have to appoint somebody to be their spokesperson to the board that makes the decisions. So I had a guy that would handle the applications, and he would, $500 to the little league team for new uniforms and $1,000 to the cheerleaders from this school so they could go, you know, to cheer camp and then, you know, whatever. And it was stuff like that. Well, apparently this Fred Plump, State Representative Fred Plump, and I don't know him, so I'm not sure how long he's been in office, but which is interesting. He's a Democrat from Fairfield, and he apparently abused that Jefferson County Community Service Fund by making sure that a large amount of money went to a Little League Baseball Association, of which he sat on the board, and then directed a lot of the money in the form of kickbacks that came into that organization to go to benefit him and his assistant. Says, as an elected representative, Plump would have had somewhere around $500,000 that he could direct. Doesn't say he took that much. It's just direct. But the DOJ has now accused Plump of directing nearly 80% of that to the Piper Davis Youth Baseball League, which he served as the executive director for, and in turn gave around $200,000 in kickbacks to his assistant. What the heck, man? I mean, how did they just find this? I mean, at some point, you got to look and go, are the kids wearing new uniforms this year? Because they sure got a lot of money. And apparently, no. The answer was they were not. Plump pleaded guilty on Tuesday, that's today, and agreed to resign from office and pay at least $200,000 in restitution. Each of his charges carries a potential maximum penalty of 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. So I'm just telling you, that's just awful. And it's just... Anyway, there you go. Breaking news. Democratic State Representative, Democrat from Fairfield, Fred Plump Jr., charged with siphoning money from a Jefferson County Public Works Fund and delivering kickbacks. So, wow. Right there. I got a few text messages. I'll do those before we get to the top of the hour. I'll hold off on starting this next dipper. This next dipper is going to be a good one, by the way. I mean, not that there are any of them that aren't good. You hear what I'm saying? Boomer's just laughing at me. They're all good, Boomer. You know they're all
good. They're all good.
Every one of them. But this one, I like this one. I mean, just the title alone, Space Command, Abortion, Generals, and Politics. What a heck of a... Can I make an acronym out of that? That would be SCAGPAP or something. SCAGPO.
SCAGPO.
We got to talk a little SCAGPO. Space Command. SCAGPO. Space Command, Abortion, Generals, and Politics. Daryl from Huntsville. Daryl from Huntsville was texting a friend and realized he was texting the show. It's all right, Daryl. We won't read it out. Bill from Hartzell says maybe we should focus on recruiting of corporations to come to Alabama like Airbus or Mercedes. Okay. Alan from Arab says, Phil, there you go trying to make sense. I know. What was I thinking? Marie from Huntsville says, maybe somebody ought to ask the chairman of the NAACP if he needs a U-Haul to move since Florida is such a terrible place. That's true. And by the way, there was another, and I'm trying to think who it was. I saw the storyline. I forgot to grab it. That said that another activist who followed up and chirped in on that whole thing about Florida being racist, she made her comments right after she got back from vacation in Florida. I kid you not. You can't make this stuff up. Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, we got a lot more yet to come for a third hour here on the show. So y'all stay tuned. I'm telling you, this Space Command thing, this is just becoming so glaringly obvious. And any of you out there who think that Tommy Tuberville didn't earn his title Riverboat Gambler, I'm telling you, he is holding their feet to the fire right now. And I'm glad of it. And he's got support. There are people that are going, hey, you're hurting things. And I had him on Twitter the other day, a guy I grew up with back in the day, saying, Phil, they're hurting national security. And I said, no, they're not. And I'll explain all that in a minute. Because the very idea that because a general couldn't get promoted, that our national security is now at risk. Not really. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that at all. And I'll explain why in a minute. And then the whole idea, too, that abortion, because the Supreme Court said we can have a state law, that now that means that we shouldn't get a major military command because we actually have a state law that we're allowed to have according to the Supreme Court. This is politics, y'all. Politics to the nth degree. Politics ugly, nasty, dirty, and right there in front of us. You guys stay tuned. We're going to be doing SCAGPO, Space Command, Abortion, Generals, and Politics. We'll be right back.
Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here, live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, man. We cover down on all the issues like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. How did we get to hour number three already? My gosh. All right, so anyway, great show, lots of stuff going through. Next thing on the Triple Dipper, what did we just nickname this a minute ago? What acronym? SCAGPO. SCAGPO, Space Command, Abortion, Generals, and Politics. Going to talk about a little SCAGPO. So just to refresh your memory, Space Command has been slated for a move from Colorado Springs, where it was only temporarily housed. A study was done. Colorado Springs wound up as fourth in line. Huntsville won. Huntsville won over 2 years ago. Huntsville has been sitting here now waiting to see what's going to happen because when Trump didn't win the election, everything Trump got rescinded, if you recall. And what we're looking for right now is to find out whether or not Space Command is going to move to Redstone Arsenal. Alabama is already a major military state. In the broad spectrum, I mean, you look at it, Maxwell Air Force Base, if you're not familiar, down in Montgomery, is the schoolhouse for officers and senior enlisted, even basic training for the Air Force. You got Fort Rucker is a schoolhouse for all of Army aviation. You've got Anniston Army Depot, one of the major depots for the repair and refurbishment of military vehicles. You've got Redstone Arsenal, the home of Army Material Command, the home of a major new FBI installation, which is like headquarters south for the FBI. And a ton of defense contracting in and around the area. And then on top of that, it's an installation with a lot more on it than just what I mentioned. So Redstone Arsenal is supposed to be the home of Space Command, except politics got involved. So to refresh your memory, NBC News broke the story just about 8 days ago, May 15th. Biden administration may halt the plans to move Space Command to Alabama over the state's abortion law, officials say. So, yeah, some defense and congressional officials believe the White House is laying the groundwork, it says, to halt plans to move the U.S. Space Command's headquarters to Alabama because of concerns about the state's restrictive abortion law. According to two U.S. officials and one U.S. defense official, both all familiar with the discussions. The belief is, says one U.S. official, referring to the White House, that they are delaying any move because of the abortion issue. Another U.S. official, I don't know who these U.S. officials are, but they're remaining anonymous, says it's all about abortion politics. Well, so we've gone through two reviews since Biden was elected. And those two reviews, like I said, took place after Biden was elected. And they've decided now to go ahead and say, well, I mean, because it keeps coming back that Huntsville's the place. It keeps coming back that Huntsville's the best. Well, of course it is. Anyway, Biden administration officials now have signaled privately to Pentagon officials and lawmakers they're thinking about reversing this over concerns about quote-unquote operational disruptions that could, you know, delay SpaceCom's operational capabilities. Well, the only holdup now is in the Biden administration. You've had everything you need all this time. Administration officials said the push not to headquarter SpaceCom in Huntsville has nothing to do with Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville blocking at least 234 of Biden's military nominations in protest against the Pentagon's abortion policy. All right, so what are we talking about here? First of all, Space Command. You'd think that would be a non-political thing. Hey, let's take a look at this. Where is it best suited? Well, the studies show Redstone Arsenal. Cool. Let's move it and get them operational. Roger that. Step out smartly. No, 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 no. Colorado Springs, you know, a bastion of liberal politics, is screaming right now because they think they're going to lose something that they want to try and keep, which they've never really had because it wasn't fully assigned there. It's only been temporarily housed. Nonetheless, Colorado Springs finished fourth on the list, but they're screaming. In the meantime, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled last year in the Dobbs decision that Roe v. Wade is no longer the law of the land, and that the question of abortion is devolved to the states. You tracking? The question of abortion is a states' rights issue. That the 10th Amendment, which allows the states to govern themselves and to legislate accordingly, in accordance with the dictates of what is necessary for their own people, and oh, by the way, is not otherwise preempted by federal law, which the Supreme Court said in the Dobbs decision it is not, means states can pass their own laws on abortion. Alabama has. Alabama not only passed laws on abortion at the legislative, you know, code level, it became a referendum a few years ago. It is now embedded in our state constitution by a vote of the people of the state, not just the legislature. It's like a double win. So we're a pro-life state, but now the Dobbs decision comes out, and now the Biden administration is freaking out because you know how much they love to kill babies. And so what do? They start making sure that military personnel know that we're going to wind up finding a way for you people in uniform to kill babies all you need. All right, we're going to do things like, you know, give you additional medical leave if you have to travel to another state. And by the way, we may compensate you for traveling to that state. What are they doing? Well, what they're doing when they do that, the DOD is just stepping in the way of state law. So someone who is stationed at Redstone or someone who is stationed at Anniston Depot or Maxwell or Fort Novosel, I'm sorry. It's always going to be Fort Rucker to me. But nonetheless, folks that are stationed at a military installation in Alabama are now in a state that doesn't have abortion readily available. And so what are they saying? The DOD is saying, well, you know what? Screw your state laws. We're going to make sure you have an abortion. And we're going to use federal military dollars to make sure you get it. Enter the riverboat gambler himself, Coach Tommy Tuberville, U.S. Senator for the state of Alabama, who says, well, by God, you're not. If you're going to start doing that, by the way, is it the Hatch Act? I think it's the Hatch Act. There has been a prohibition on the use of federal dollars to fund abortion from time immemorial. It has been there for decades. We do not allow federal funds to be used to finance abortion, and that's exactly what they're trying to do through the DOD. They're circumventing state law, and U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville said, Stop what you're doing. Stop it. They didn't want to stop. So what did he do? So Senator Tuberville says, well, here's how I'm going to handle you. So if you're not familiar, the way that generals get promoted, generals and admirals, they are nominated for their position, and they have to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Really? Yes. So our own Tommy Tuberville says, whoa, here's the deal. I'm putting a hold on that. Does it mean they won't ever get promoted? No. What it means is it's going to go slower. Because a lot of times what they do is they get up there and they have a blanket list of these generals or these colonels being promoted to general or these, you know, one star is being promoted to two star, and they take them en masse and they pass them and they send them on their way because most people agree if you've earned the right to be a general officer and you've been nominated for it, you should be allowed to serve. Except Senator Tuberville is saying, hey, so the bottom line is here. DOD, if you're going to play that game, if you're going to screw with my state's laws, then what I'm going to do is say you're going to take the slow road to your generals. Your admirals are going to have to wait a little longer. And now the freakout begins. Oh, my God, he's sacrificing national security. No, he's not, because here's the thing. And anybody who's been in the military knows this. When you get promoted, you're listed as promotable, and you can assume the role. Most roles can be assumed even before you take the rank. At the very least, though, an interim can still hold that role until you get the rank officially. What am I saying? Well, when I was a major and I got promoted to lieutenant colonel, or when I was a lieutenant colonel, I got promoted to full colonel. When I got my orders, it said that I was lieutenant colonel with a P next to my name. Lieutenant colonel promotable Phil Williams. What that basically means is they recognize that I've already been selected. And then as soon as I got my federal recognition, it tacked on. They pinned it on to me and I was wearing it. But at the same time, everybody in the world knew that technically Lieutenant Colonel P was actually soon to be Colonel Williams. Well, the same is true of these flag officers. They're colonel promotable, which means you're going to be a general. Everybody respects that. You're a one-star promotable, which means you're going to be a two-star. Everybody respects that. Guess what? Some of them are already functioning in the roles, just waiting on the pin-on. Others are waiting just a little bit longer than they would have while an interim is still holding the slot. And by the way, all the guns are still ready to fire, and all the planes are still ready to fly, and all the ships are still ready to sail, and no one is crashing and burning because a general didn't get his star yet. Is that person's career slowed down? Potentially. Yes. But is it something that needs to happen because this is a principled stand? I would say yes. Let me grab a call real quick before I go to the break. Clarence from Huntsville. Hey, Clarence, how you doing today, buddy?
Hi, Diane. Doing pretty good.
What you got?
I done figured out how to stop this DOD and the abortion stuff, what they're trying to do, and for every company out there.
Lay it on me.
Every red state that has somebody, if you have an abortion and you leave our state, and you go to another state and have you an abortion, when you come back over, that is now considered to be a federal crime for murdering somebody over state lines. And when you come back, you should be arrested and prosecuted.
Well, there is that. I don't know if we'll ever get that far, brother, but I certainly see your point.
Yep. Hey, and as far as you know, the heads of all these federal departments, I'm at the point where I don't want to see presidents, I don't want to see Congress voting on them and appointing anymore. How about let everybody that works within that organization be able to cast a ballot for who they want to be the head of that organization at that point?
Clarence, if you ruled the world, it'd be a whole lot calmer place, wouldn't it?
I let God rule the world and tell me what to do, man.
Hey, appreciate you, man. I'm up against the break. Clarence, you have a great day, buddy. All right, take us to the break, Boone. We'll come right back. But I'm going to tell you when we get back how if you want to support Tommy Tuberville's efforts right now, you can put your name on a list. And I'm just telling you, my friends at the Alabama Policy Institute are on it. All that to say, what Tuberville's doing is not in any way impacting national security. What it's doing is slowing down whether or not some generals get their star or some admirals get their flag quicker than they are going to while he takes a principled stand against abortion law in the DOD. Wow. How's all that play in? We'll talk about it more when we get back. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, let me tell you about the Elm Foundation. The Elm, E-L-M, the Elm Foundation. They are some of our advertisers. They're doing cool stuff, man. And by the way, they're going to be on the show with us very soon to sort of explain it in more detail. But the Elm Foundation, Elm stands for Expect Little Miracles. And the Elm Foundation is a 501c3 based out of Huntsville, just doing some cool, cool stuff. And they are working with, you know, folks who are on the street and you know, and down and out and need a hand up but not a handout. It's not like throwing money at like the government does. This is a program that actually works with folks to help them restore their self-worth, to get their job skills and certifications in place, to become productive members of society. It works with them on a plan that has milestones. They have to keep up with the plan. They have accountability. And, yeah, it's working. So the Elm Foundation, based out of Huntsville, you got to check them out. Their website is ElmHSV, as in Elm Huntsville, ElmHSV.org. Check them out. See what you think. I think you'll like it. The Elm Foundation, ElmHSV.org. And if you talk to them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I am talk about prescient timing. There's your word for Scrabble, prescient. Prescient timing. I was prognosticating apparently in advance because story just broke on AL.com like very recently, like today. Headline, Air Force Secretary says politics and abortion are not factors in Space Command decision. Sure they're not. Ha ha! There's nothing going on, nothing to see here, nothing up my sleeve, said Bullwinkle to Rocky. Does anybody know what I just said?
Bullwinkle to Rocky? Oh, yeah.
Okay. It just came out of my mouth, and it's like as soon as I said it, I thought, that's one of the... I may have left some people behind, but...
Some people, maybe.
I guarantee you my audience is like, of course we know what Bullwinkle and Rocky is. And Natasha and Boris and all of them. Anyway, Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall said Monday that state laws or political squabbles about abortion will have no impact on the decision about where Space Command headquarters will be located. Well, I hope he's a straight shooter. All I know is he was appointed by Biden. The decision criteria, he says, for Space Command have not fundamentally changed. There is nothing in that decision criteria about state laws that might be about abortion or gay rights. That is not a part of the decision criteria. Well, he has to say that, by the way, because if he says anything else, it becomes a legal matter. Alabama lawmakers, it says in the article, have continued to tout the move of Space Command to Huntsville despite an NBC report last week that President Joe Biden's administration is looking to keep the command at Peterson Air Force Base, Space Force Base, I'm sorry, in Colorado due to concerns about the southern state's restrictive abortion law. Yeah, and he goes on to talk about Redstone and why it's necessary and how Governor Ivey recently also made a statement saying Alabama is the only choice for Space Command headquarters. No ifs, ands, or buts. The Pentagon knows it. The White House knows it. And I'll keep saying it, said the governor. And Alabama will keep proving it until the headquarters is officially in Huntsville. Great comment. Great comment by the governor. I'll call them good when I see them good, and that was good. So if you look at this, you have to say, wow, okay. So you got a situation where suddenly it's about national security. We got to have Space Command up and running. Well, General James Dickinson, the current commander of Space Command, told Congress in March of last year that they were on track to be fully operational within 3 years, wherever the headquarters is located. Okay. But then just last month, like April of this year, Dickinson gave an accelerated timeline, saying at a space symposium that SpaceCom be fully operational this year while still headquartered in Colorado Springs. Tell me, is it at all possible that what he's trying to do is follow directions from on high to get as much as you can in place right now so it looks harder to move you? That's what it feels like. All right, so as Tuberville makes this, and I told you earlier, by the way, this whole notion that suddenly the world comes to an end because the general didn't get his star as quickly, well, it's bunk. It's bunk because the military uses the promotable system. The military says once you've been selected for promotion, you're allowed to put the P by your name. So, like, if you're going to be promoted to major, you're a Captain P in the meantime. And people know it, and they acknowledge that. And if you're going to be a general, then you're a Colonel P until such time as you're confirmed by the U.S. Senate to be a general officer. It's just the way it works. In the meantime, are you allowed to function in the role? Sometimes. In the meantime, if you're not actually functioning in the role, Are they going to leave the role empty? Doubtful. There's going to be an interim there who knows the ropes, who's going to run things, and it's going to work just fine. And all the buses will still be running, and the trains are going to arrive on time. The guns will be ready to shoot. The ships will be ready to sail. Listen, when we get back from this break, I got to tell you, if you want to support Senator Tuberville, our guy, if you want to support him as a conservative who is standing by his word right now, taking heat for it, I'm going to tell you how. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I love living here, Alabama. I'm talking about this show sends its signal way on down south to Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, from Tuscaloosa all the way back on over to Gadsden, and even parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. So I'm on this topic about Senator Tuberville. So I called this whole section SCAGPO, stands for Space Command, Abortion, Generals, and Politics. Let me tell you, so I'll show you. One text came in, Mark from Owens Crossroads. Why isn't Katie Britt joining in with the Tuberville slow roll? For that matter, where are the other red state senators? I'm glad you asked that question, Mark from Owens Crossroads. I have an article in my hand from Daily Signal, dated just last Friday. Some Republican senators are expressing their support for Senator Tommy Tuberville's efforts to overturn the Pentagon's policy of subsidizing abortions by holding up promotions of high-ranking military officers. He goes on to say that basically that he's holding up over 200 promotions right now. I mean, I'm sympathetic to the guy who didn't have anything to do with this, who's just waiting for the promotion that he's earned after 30 years in service. And you think, okay, I get it, dude. I'm sorry. Ma'am, I'm sorry. But you know what? It's the process. Well, the Daily Signal contacted every Senate Republican asking whether he or she supports the Alabama senator's efforts. Here's a few comments. Senator Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, totally opposes the DOD abortion policy and supports any effort to overturn it. Senator Cynthia Loomis and Mark Wayne Mullen, both from one from Wyoming, one from Oklahoma, they said they support Tuberville. Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, I support Senator Tuberville's principled stand. For decades, Democrats and Republicans joined together to forbid federal funds being used for abortion, and allowing it now for the military would be a disservice to all those who have a sincere religious objection. Senator Steve Daines from Montana, the Biden administration is radically pro-abortion, and I'm glad to see Senator Tuberville take a courageous stand against their illegal actions. And then, to answer Mark from Owens Crossroads directly, in a statement to Daily Signal, Tuberville's fellow Alabama Republican Senator Katie Britt weighed in, saying, "It's critical that we defend life at every turn. Instead of using those Department of Defense funds to best equip, resource, and train our warfighters to defend the nation, the Biden administration is using taxpayer dollars to fight a culture war to advance its own left-wing political agenda. Not only is this another example of far-left Democrats attempting to chip away at the long-standing Hyde Amendment," that's what it was, the Hyde Amendment, not the Hatch Act, the Hyde Amendment, "it's clear abuse of military funding and an affront to the military's nonpartisan mission." What she's saying is she supports Tuberville. That being said, there were a bunch of others. I didn't even get to, like, Roger Wicker of Mississippi, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana. They've got some concerns. But then you got Mitch McConnell, who's opposed. But for the bulk of them, there's a lot of Senate Republicans that are like, "Do it, Coach." J.D. Vance of Ohio, John Cornyn of Texas, Deb Fisher of Nebraska, Mike Lee of Utah, Ted Budd, North Carolina, Marco Rubio and Rick Scott of Florida, Roger Marshall of Kansas, Joni Ernst of Iowa, Todd Young of Indiana, and John Thune and Mike Rounds, both of South Dakota, all support Tuberville. So he's got great support. Great support. And to include from our own U.S. delegation here in Alabama. Here's the bottom line. If you want to support it too, let me just tell you what you can do. So Boomer, tell them about it, Boomer. Where you got it?
So we actually got the link up on our website at the very top. On the right side of the website, you're going to see it just state right there where it says Join API in the support of Senator Tuberville's stance against taxpayer-supported abortion.
So you click on that thing right there at the top of our page. It goes to the Alabama Policy Institute.
Yes, that's correct.
And API has set up a thing where you can enter your name, your email address, and it will send a message that you are in support of Senator Tuberville's stance. So yeah, good job, Boom. So he put that, you just put that during the break.
Yep. It's up and ready to go.
You the man. All right. So yeah, if you want to tell Tuberville that you support what he's doing, then go to that link at the top of our page. Go to rightsideradio.org and you'll see it right there at the top right, support Tuberville. Click on it and send your information in. You'll be one of the many joining because this article points out that not only all these Republican senators, it says in addition to senator support, more than 3,000 veterans and active duty members of the U.S. Armed Forces expressed their support for Tuberville and called on the Pentagon to rescind its abortion policies. So I'm just telling you, they may say that this is a nonpartisan, non-political, but I'm telling you, you can look at it right now and tell what's going on. It's pure politics. It's pure politics. But the idea that in some way this has dismantled or degraded our national security is a red herring. Don't buy it for a second. If somebody tells you, yeah, but I mean, I don't think that Tuberville ought to be messing with the military like that. He's messing with the military that's messing with Alabama's abortion law. By the way, now here's what's happening. The Biden administration is very likely, according to one of the articles I have here in my hand, to be delaying until they find out what Tuberville's going to do because the article pointed out they don't want to make him matter. So at that point, what you've got is Tuberville now has them dancing to his tune. You go, coach. But what that means is this. They don't want to make him matter. So they're a little concerned about what's happening, which means he's got them on the ropes, which, oh, by the way, means they know if they don't put Space Command here, they've just really pissed him off. And so now he's fighting abortion, but now his abortion fight is stepping into the Space Command arena, and now they're being accused of using abortion as leverage on Space Command, and he's saying, you know what? Screw y'all. All your generals can just wait.
Go, coach.
Go, coach. I'm just saying. Wow. So, you know, this is what happens when you elect somebody who's willing to take a stand. You know what? You don't see that very often.
No, not at all. I mean, I was a little just taken back when I first heard that Senator Tuberville was running. Yeah. I wasn't here at the time. I was back in Tennessee.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, he'll get elected. He's coach. Well, and then on top of it, wow, for the stances that he has made now, I'm blown away.
Yeah, it's really been something to watch. And so, by the way, we're working with his staff to get him on the show here very shortly. Waiting to hear back on when we can get him in. It may wind up being next week at this point with Memorial Day weekend ahead of us. But his staff's been great to give us access. We've had him on the show several times. So y'all are welcome to text in. Tell me how you feel. But I'll tell you, I got several folks that are texting in already. Jay from Hartsel just texted in and says, soldier's going to soldier no matter what's on their lapel. They can wait. There you go. Chip from Muscle Shoals says, you realize what military academy located in Colorado Springs has chanced what happened, has asked Joe Biden to deliver their commencement speech? Yes, I do. Michael, he's talking about the Air Force Academy. Michael from Madison says, the narrator writing was always the best part. Oh, talking about, oh, yeah, Rocky and Bullwinkle. I was like, what? What just happened?
I forgot about that.
I did, yeah. I was
like, wait.
Which, by the way, Badger from Athens has texted in and said, hey, Rock, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. We need to get that sound bite. Just nothing up my sleeve. Gary from Decatur, even on that same thing, says that trick never worked. It never did. It's like,
You always thought so, but it never did.
It was legendary. It was right up there with Lucy was going to pull the football away, and Charlie Brown's going to fly in the air, and then the coyote's going to go off the cliff and land.
Yeah.
Or get hit by a rock or something. What else have I got here? Anita from South Huntsville. And last I checked, Senator served 6 years. That's a lot of slow-rolled promotions. I have a feeling that he's going to relinquish later. But right now, what he's doing is making a clear and unequivocal point. And maybe we can parlay that into Space Command. Who knows? Dwight from Decatur said, I served as a first lieutenant in the captain's spot and then as a major in a lieutenant colonel spot, and the world did not end. I'm with you, man. I agree, Dwight. Thanks for your service, by the way. All right, boom. Take us to an early break. We'll take that right now. We'll go a tad earlier than usual. We'll come back from the break and just kind of wrap up the day. Looks like a double-dipper day there, boom shakalaka, but that's the way it's going to have to be. Content. Content was everything in those dippers. Could not limit the content. Even right down to the point that we've got you a place where you can sign up to support Tuberville. All right, y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, real quickly before we go to the phones, I got to tell you, you hear the advertisements playing, you know, during the break. Do know this, Right Side Radio is actually a separate business. We're a standalone entity. We're actually a 501c3, to be honest. But we are a standalone entity. All the content you hear being played on the radio stations you listen to us on, they don't own it. We do. But we have to support ourselves as a standalone business. And so one of the ways we do that is by advertising sales. If you're listening to this show and you think, man, the things they're saying, that's what I believe. That's what I stand for. That's what our company stands for. And you want to advertise with Right Side Radio, we'd love to have you. You can't call the station to make that happen. You got to contact us direct. So you go to rightsideradio.org, and there's a place on there that says advertising. Click on it. Send us a message. We will be back in touch like ASAP. So, if you'd love to be a part of the Right Side team, we'd love to talk to you about being a part of the Right Side team. So check it out, rightsideradio.org. Click on advertising. Send us a link or a comment. We will get back in touch, and we appreciate it. All right. It's a double-dipper day, bro. A double-dipper day.
Oh, yes.
But it was a big – they were big, fat dippers.
They were big, fat dippers.
Big, fat dippers. line one, Jeff from Indiana is on the line. Jeffro, how you doing, buddy?
You're just the big dipper, Phil.
I'm a big old dipper, man.
That's right. Hey, you know, with the Biden and everything and talking about the military, who would want to sign up and be part of, you know, the reason why he's doing all this, come in if you're trans and all this other stuff and everything, is because he, you know, a conservative, why would you want to make Joe Biden your commander-in-chief? I have no reason, you know. He doesn't support the military. He's let you go over there and get killed for political reasons, and who wants to sign up in that world?
Well, you know, I hear you. I served through multiple administrations. I didn't agree with them. I was in there, you know, for the tail end of Reagan, and I also served through Obama. And it's just, you know, it can be maddening. But you know, in the military, you're supposed to be above politics and there to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. Politics does get in play, and they've put more and more on the military with, you know, woke policies and, you know, writing your evaluation reports with, you know, special comments about, you know, did you abide by woke policies? But you know, it's still an honorable profession, and I'm still a big fan of the military. I'm just not a big fan of the leadership, especially at the civilian level.
Yeah, and well, it's getting to be into the military level too, and everything, because he's putting all these woke generals and stuff in there, and it runs down from the top, and we're going to have a, you know, next president's going to have a clearinghouse.
Well,
I think they need to just
I agree.
You know, get rid of some generals. Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to become the commander-in-chief and say, you know, sire, you know, it's time for you to retire. Bye-bye.
Well, I agree. You know, and the one that's going to be have to watch is there's talk that the an Air Force general whose name escapes me is looking at being the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and that he was very outspoken during the Black Lives Matter riots and basically screaming racism. And now he's looking at being the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Air Force General, I believe. Wow. But we'll
see
how that goes.
That's exactly who we need in there, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
that's exactly who we need in there. Isn't
that's, it? You know
somebody
what, though?
Who's basically biased.
But right now, if he's nominated, he hasn't been nominated yet, I don't think, but if he's been nominated anytime soon, Tuberville's holding things up. So that confirmation won't happen anytime soon.
Well, thank God for Tuberville, and our Indiana guys are right there with him. So.
All right. Hey, Jeff Roth, thanks, man. You have a great day. It sounds like you're already at the house. Are you already through driving for the day?
No, I got a shot in my knee today, and the report back, it's doing great right now, so I can actually walk again.
Well, that's good. Outstanding. It's hard getting old and having all these store-bought parts put in us, but anyway, glad you're doing well.
Yeah. Yeah, getting old is your golden years is just the gold that's going out, I think. Nothing golden about it.
all I know is getting old ain't for young people, is it?
You got that right.
All right, brother. You take care. We'll talk to you soon. On the text line, John from Lexington, South Carolina says, I'm jealous you have the coach. I got Lindsey Graham. And then John from Huntsville says, Phil, after adding some well-earned extra credit points to you, your final grade, you get an A+. Boomer also gets an A+, but he did not earn any extra credit points today. In other words,
I love how he just keeps up with everything.
I know. In other words, yours was an organic A+. I had to have extra credit to get the A+.
Yes.
That means you technically win.
All righty.
Hey, we got time for that sound clip?
We got time.
All right. So, listen, it's the afternoon drive. Let me lighten things up for a minute. As we talk about things like Space Command, abortion, generals, politics, race baiters, and charlatans, and all of it, how about this? We had a little brief moment of comedy yesterday that was totally off topic, and it got rave reviews. And I'm thinking some of y'all are in the traffic right now. I mean, you're headed home. You can smell the barn. You know you're close, but you just need a moment to maybe laugh or smile. So a guy named Lewis Ramey had a little piece he did that just makes you want to yell America when you hear it. So, Boomer, just play it.
The United States of America, most powerful country on this planet. And it's not because we have more money or we're better looking. No. It's because we have something in this country they don't have in other countries. That's right. I'm talking about rednecks.
Yeah.
Good old boys with an arsenal in their basement that have been waiting for just such an occasion since 1775. Don't believe me, foreign troops land in the South, there'll be a line of pickup trucks and NASCARs heading down I-95. Marines will show up 3 hours later, nothing but beer cans and shotgun shells. What the hell happened here? War's over, baby! Hey.
Oh, I like that.
You know, ain't nobody going to invade the South.
Nope.
You know what? If you're going to start the invasion, you might want to start somewhere like Maine.
Somewhere way up
Come
there.
Down through Canada. Because you don't want to impose your will on the on – because a country boy can't survive. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
And there's a – war's over, baby. Beer cans and shotgun shells.
Yes.
That's awesome. All right. Listen, that's like, I'll tell you, we may have it. We may have our problems, but I wouldn't live anywhere else, man. I'm just telling you.
Absolutely not.
And I have lived elsewhere. You know, I have spent time in other places.
We love it here.
We do love it here. I mean, I lived in California, and I know that California is still one of our biggest podcast audiences. Thank you, California. We love you out there on the left coast. Y'all hold the line. We're coming. Beer cans and shotgun shells. But what I'm saying is this. We got the warts and blemishes, you know, that go right along with other things that we get aggravated with. You know, we got all the stuff. But in my opinion, and I mean this with all sincerity, no state has come further than Alabama. the place that was the seat of the Confederacy became the seat and the true, you know, crucible of the civil rights movement. The state that, you know, had the race riots in the street also had the march from Selma to, you know, to Montgomery. And the state that at some point in the past was an agricultural base, still is, and added an industrial base to it like none other. And Birmingham became the magic city as it grew exponentially with the steel industry making it the Pittsburgh of the South. And then you look around the state and you go, man. And then Huntsville became the space capital of the United States and put people on the moon. And the warm water port we have down in Mobile and the fertile plains we have in the middle and the white sandy beaches and the mountains in the north, I'm just telling you, I wouldn't live anywhere else. Wouldn't trade it for the world. Love it here. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all have an amazing night. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. We will see you then.